So it's 11 o'clock. I'm going to convene the Alaska Energy Security Task Force Subcommittee, Coastal Generation, Distribution, and Storage. We've already been somewhat taking roll call, but let's do it for official. I'm Duff Mitchell, co-chair. We have Robert Venables, co-chair. We have Malia Walters, Michael Baker. We have Clay Copeland attending. Great, good to see you, Clay. Coastal Subcommittee member. We have Audrey Alstrom with Alaska Energy Authority. We've got Nick Pratt, and we have Jessica. And I think Jessica, you're from the, I'm sorry, Jessica, you're from Michael Baker?
No, I'm not. I am the regulatory specialist at GDEA. I'm just listening in whenever I can on the, you know, what's going on.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, great. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I want to make sure I got everyone identified who's online. And I think that's all seven people online. All right, so let's move forward. So in the last meeting, and Robert was kind of asking what was the status and where did we go and what was on the 22nd. So the 22nd task force meeting was for the subcommittees to break out, and then there was a roll-up. And there was a lot of discussion, not only in our subcommittee but in other subcommittees, that there's overlap between subcommittees. Obviously, there's good ideas from one subcommittee that also impacts or has value in other regions or in other subcommittees. So the subsidies and incentives saw a lot of overlap with the rail belt and some of their issues. So that was one of the discussions. And then in our coastal subcommittee, we also see that there's overlap with other committees. So we went through the exercise of identifying where those overlaps would be. And we also did the exercise of trying to put our action items into some overarching strategy pieces or put some names to those. And so I checked this morning and our updates hadn't been inputted onto the task force worksheets. So maybe Malia, if I could ask you to throw that up. The document we worked on, the task force worksheet document for coastal that we worked on.
Okay, you should be able to see it. Yeah, we're working on getting, you know, a completely reconciled Excel document uploaded to the SharePoint, but in the meantime, this is the document that we worked off of on Tuesday, Duff, so it is the most up to date.
Okay, and so we came up with market initiative program, Alaska policy. If you want to scroll down, I think there was a Fed-State policy, federal legislation policy, and Alaska Fed policy strategies. And what we've seen in other work groups and what Michael Baker's outline is that we would have strategy like 1.1, 1.2, 1.3 from those. And we could put in our particular action items and worksheets. Interestingly, everybody's doing that, and then they're moving toward the narratives of the one or two pagers. I think we have most of ours done. I think we have 9 of the 15, and others are work in progress for our action names or what you would call an action item description. So we have, I wanted to share with you, Clay and Robert, you know, we just did some broad strategies. Number one, we really didn't touch because that's kind of like, our mission statement, I would say. Lower the cost of energy in Alaska with a goal of 10-cent electricity and lowering the cost of energy for heating and transportation. But the rest of them we did go through. And then we also identified who we, and this isn't getting their permission or clearing it through the governor's office or AA, but who we would think would be the lead organization. If you don't have a champion, the action item pretty much never gets accomplished. But then we also identified the partners and collaborators that would work together or be involved with that process. And then if we could scroll to the last column, we kind of identified all of the subcommittees that would be involved. And so that is what we accomplished, without going into each detail of each item. That's what we accomplished at the last meeting. We also pointed out, at least I pointed out from the subcommittee that was discussed and agreed, or at least commented on, that this was the go forward, is that Malia, I don't know if you have it or not, but the that one sheet that shows like yeah, exactly. Appreciate it. You know where it's going. So this is kind of the outline and the pictures and how they're, Michael Baker's structuring the Energy Master Plan. And, you know, I commented from my marketing, when you have like a priority 1, 2, and 3, even though they're equal priorities, you may be looking at one that is, you don't necessarily need to put them in priority numbered order, because that gives a human nature that maybe coastal communities is a priority 5, when exactly it might be a priority D, as opposed to something more numerically neutral. So I don't know, Malia was going to take that back with Michael Baker, and I don't know if there have been any further discussion on that, Malia, or not.
I did pass that along, Jeff. Our team is in the process of making a template for this document, and that I passed along your suggestion of making it a little bit more neutral or arbitrary when it comes to how it's labeled.
Okay. So that's kind of the roundup that you were asking for, Mr. Co-Chair. And I just, did you have any, and Clay was running the rural subcommittee at the same time. So I want to provide both of you the opportunity to ask questions. I try to put it in a small capsule of what we accomplished on the 22nd. I mean, not on the 22nd, on the last meeting, which was earlier this week.
That all looks good. I do question the use of specific numbers like 10 cents. I'd rather see language that is substantially lower, you know, the energy costs. But I think using the 10 cents is just the same situation as what you just articulated about coastal being number 6. Human nature goes there, and then by golly, if it's 10 and a half cents or 11 cents, you failed. So, I mean, that's just my druthers, if we have the choice.
No, and I agree with you. And my thoughts on this are, this is more of a mission statement, and I was at the National Hydropower Association regional meeting where Clay and Curtis and Lieutenant Governor were on a panel, and I think the Lieutenant Governor was emphatic, like using the 10 cent, you know, that it's a moonshot, that we have to aim for it. But and so when I'm just taking it more as a mission standard as opposed to, the nuances of enhanced. So I'm kind of flexible, but I'm just saying, you know, to me that we don't have anything drafted up on that number one action item. That's more of a goal for, I think, the whole region, or the whole group, as opposed to any action items we have specifically. We have an action name, and then we have identified policy recommendation related to the cost of heat as part of Alaska energy mix, power, heat, transportation. What we ended up doing is we didn't end up, there is no action, there is no narrative or any other actions being worked on that. It's just that it was more of a submission. So I don't know, Clay, what's your thoughts on that?
Hey, sorry, I've got about four cats in the air I'm juggling. I've had a IT meltdown here, and I'm kind of reprocessing. So, of course, the first thing I missed was just the last sentence there. So what was the question?
Well, Robert was talking about on our number one, which we really don't even have an action items or a summary for it or a narrative going with it, but we have we had enhanced affordability of energy and less, including power, heat, transportation, energy. And we discussed changing it to more of that mission, and we're discussing that lower the cost of energy in Alaska with a goal of 10-cent electricity and lowering the cost of energy for heating and transportation.
I kind of agreed with your comments that, I mean, pointing to an exact number. I mean, the task force is going to kind of have that overarching moonshot goal, but I don't know that you necessarily have to point to an exact number in the subcommittee priorities.
Right. And my point is, I don't think we have any narratives drafted up for this particular item, Robert, unless you were thinking that there was some narratives that you were going to produce. I mean, I don't even know if we'd even need that on there. I mean, it is the overarching, whether we use the first sentence or the second sentence, it's the overall arching target or mission of the task force.
I like the second sentence, but I would just swap out, I would just say substantially lower. Rather than just, the 10-cent goal. Just so I think, to me, you can never reiterate to humans enough that our goal is to substantially lower the cost of energy in Alaska for electricity, heating, transportation. So, because we have too many people that want to do good things that their goals don't address affordability, and that's the number one thing that we've heard so far is that affordability is the number one issue, and our mission is to lower the cost of energy to Alaskans.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I don't want to sidetrack it right now. Let's stay on this, but the affordability, reliability, and resilience issue came up on the 22nd meeting, and maybe we'll cover that in a little bit, because I agree with you that affordability is the number one, but reliability and resiliency were coming in pretty close, and although they're going to redo the survey, that's what the task force members surveyed out at. But what do you want to do with this Coastal One? I mean, I don't even see us having action items or if we have a set. I think it's more of a higher arching goal as opposed to an action item or action name. So I want to hear from both of you guys.
I feel like the heat, and it's kind of emphasizing the heat piece in the action description, and I think that's really important for Coastal because the air source heating is particularly efficient in the coastal region. So I think it's good to emphasize that somewhere.
Nice. One thought. Robert, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I don't see any harm in showcasing our mission. I just want to make sure that we don't make it a distraction.
All right. Well, very well. And then I just want to mention, because this is one thing that I didn't cover in the thing with the task force, we did cover the survey that was put out, and there was a lot of debate and discussion on the survey, and I think the takeaway that at least I got, and Clay, you were there too, is that survey is going to be either reinitiated with some Mark Lucan was going to look at that, and they're going to reinitiate that survey because there was a lot of questions on what it really meant or what that prioritization was going to be. Could you add any color on that, Clay?
I looked at a draft that changed a couple of items on it, and I think that's if it hasn't gone out already, I think it will soon. But it was just a way to take all of the all of the initiatives, I guess, and check the boxes that they met. So there was some kind of way of weighting them in terms of priority. And I think maybe we overthought that a little bit too much, but I think that will get recirculated.
Right. Okay. And so the only other things that we did was we looked at, you know, we also looked in here, and I, you know, my analysis is that the implementation time frame for many of these is a spectrum. So there's going to be immediate actions. There's going to be a blend of different time frames. And so we instead of said, hey, short, medium, whatever, there was discussion or comment on the blend of needs that, you know, this would be a long term, or maybe initiative wouldn't be, it may be start of year zero, but may go for 10 years type of thing. So, and there's different actions that could go on throughout that period of time. So that was the other thing that was discussed. You know, rather than go through those nuanced changes, I would like it if Malia could get this out to you, Robert, and to Clay, and then we can get this posted up on our task force worksheet for Coastal. I do want to talk about the discussion that we need to do for the identifying strategies. So we came up with some really broad strategies, and I would love to have both Robert and Clay your input on if there's something more, there's modifications or if what we've described is all right. Again, we came up with Alaska policy, marketed initiative program, which would be like the air source heat pumps. If you want to scroll down a little bit, Malia can read some of the other.
Or do you want to just take them one at a time?
However you would like to do it. We've gone through this one time before, so I want to make sure that you guys get the benefit and the value of what you would like to accomplish. What we're asked with the task force is to come up with, you know, strategy so that we can rush it, nest it down, all these action items and these policies that we've identified as our action items in Coastal into buckets. So that's where I'm getting at, is the bigger buckets, the strategy buckets.
Well, I was looking at just anything that said the word change on it. I was going to take a look at that and offer an opinion on what was being asked. Is this a change since when?
Some of these were changed earlier, but we discussed these at the last meeting. And what the change to was more task and purpose verbiage.
Okay. Well, the very first one on the south out to the top, that number two, I'm all for plans. I mean, I spent a lot of time doing regional energy plans across the state, but I'm not sure that a regional energy plans or integrated resource plan is the same thing as metrics. And so I'm just wondering if that's are we replacing, we don't need metrics anymore, or did we not, what was the thought on that?
Mr. Herber was in there, and he thought the use of integrated resource plans was a good word because everyone understands what it means. And we're talking about not a forced or not a utility RCA demanded, but you know, integrated resource plans is a forecast of energy demand and generation. It also means input from public and utilities and community and elected officials to ensure that the future needs are met with lower cost energy. So it's different from metrics in that it's using the terminology that is used.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love what the new verbiage, but Clay, do we just assume that now metrics is part of an IRP, or do we not need metrics to guide our work scope here? Seems like we need both.
And each community is going to be at a different level, Robert, as you well know. I mean, if you go to Angoon or you go to Sitka or you go to Juneau or you go to Cordova, depending on the bandwidth of that community and that utility, you will have different levels of metrics. And so the whole idea is not to do that a community has to hire, a well-endowed firm to do an IRP, but that's why the parentheses in light, so that you do the outline of an IRP and you're starting to forecast those needs. So it was less on,
Excuse me, this is Curtis real quick. We have some people in the waiting room that are wanting to join. That's all I had. We just had some people waiting and they called our office. So I just
wanted to wow. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't see any. I mean, Malia, are you on the
board? Yeah, I'm looking at the waiting room for this meeting currently, and I don't see any people in there, but I can certainly try to track down.
Yeah,
they just called
AEA trying to get in, so we're just passing the message. So I'm off. I'm back to listening.
Okay.
They might have the wrong link.
Exactly.
Yeah, I will see if there's another link out there and try to track that down.
Thanks, Curtis. Yeah, we want everyone involved if they can.
So, Clay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's the point that if you have established some standardized metrics, then you're kind of working from the same sheet. I mean, to your point, Jeff, if you have smaller utilities that don't have the resources or capacity to go out and project, future energy needs, I think, having a regional approach, I mean, we can see that that's the whole point of having kind of a similar region where you're going to all have opportunities for air source heat pumps, electric vehicles. You can kind of establish some standard metrics that say you can probably expect some load growth. It might be good to try to embed those metrics in that change to establish integrated resource plans somehow with an eye to standardized metrics.
Yeah, I think my thing is the standardized metrics kind of falls into the RCA world and where you're forced into boxes, where I think this is more of the community discussion portion of an IRP. But I think we can put metrics in there. But, you know, I mean, we can all look at the graphs. I just got a graph today that the S curve on electric vehicles is now launching. They're actually feeling that it's going to accelerate faster than it is. So, I mean, I'm just saying, how do you want to integrate the metrics in there? I'm all for it. Or if that's one of the, if you notice in the, and some of the other groups, they have some bullet points underneath, you know, their main sentence. So, I mean, I have no problem with standardized metrics, but if we're doing this from coastal, and I think that this may have, Malia, if you want to go to the end, does this have overlap with other, to the last column, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's going to have rural. So, you know, whatever we're proposing here may have some rural. And again, it goes back to that bandwidth, Clay, that I'm concerned about. We need to have the planning and the forecasting regardless of how good the metrics are. We can't let the metrics drive the forecasting and demand in the discussion of the community. Mm-hmm. I would hope that you have all of it. I hope you would have 100% and really good metrics to drive on. I think that the standardization of what are those metrics, I think identification of those metrics is good.
Just a structural question. Are there more members on this subcommittee? I kind of feel like it's, I mean, you and Robert are the co-chairs, and I hear my name coming up a lot, but there's other members, right?
There is not.
Okay, that makes sense. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, no, I want, and I also am kind of the thing, I want input from AEA as well, because some of these things, you know, we're driving on. So in our last meeting, we were going around, what is other people's thoughts rather than just mine? So, we're the three on here, but you should also have a lens that whatever we're recommending will likely have overlap with other regions.
Well, I would say just for expediency and to make some progress, if you scroll back to the left, Malia. Just take that metrics piece, the first part, that sentence and drag it over and drop it into the action description. Does that work, Robert?
Yeah.
Because I think we'd like to, we don't want to lose that. And, so that'll,
No, it's,
okay.
I think that's good because, yeah, perfect. So let's keep driving on. We're at 11:26, and I know you guys haven't seen all of this or haven't had the time. So let's keep moving on. Robert, I'm gonna flip it back to you to the next item you want to discuss.
Well, I'm just going to the new language. So the next one was number 13. I thought the next one was 13. That's on number 13. We're replacing something here.
Four.
I'm not sure if strengthen is the right word.
Are you thinking more like clarify or standardize or?
Standardize. I like standardize.
Yeah.
Have you guys read the narrative for this?
I haven't.
Alaska probably gets a D or an F in the world of net metering in the country. And part of the problem is that you cannot do community solar, you can't do community projects. We have a 25 kW. New Jersey has a 3 megawatt for community size, and many of them have larger. And what that does is it degrades the ability for private investment into those opportunities. And now with all the federal benefits of what you can do to improve your net metering, either at your home or other, we're missing that out. So it's basically, whether we use the word strengthen or whatever, it's not clarification. It's not, explore. It's more like we need to catch ourselves up to what the, this is partly my opinion based on the grading we get from the solar and wind industry. We need to upgrade our net metering situation in Alaska.
Yeah, not arguing with the need for it. I'm saying that I think Alaskans are served better with changing that word to standardize, because you fix it one part of the state, you don't fix it someplace else. Standardize, something that's going to work across the state, the verbiage, the rest of the statement talks about promoting it. So, and making it investment grade, oh, that's great. I think that making strengthen doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, I can pick up something that's 2 pounds, I just strengthen myself. I didn't really do diddly squat. But then something that's standardized and applicable so it can be used across coastal Alaska and even all of Alaska, I think would be a goal worth achieving.
Well, and I welcome that. I mean, I would like a customer, if they wanted to feed into our grid, to have clarity on what their, you know, what their requirements would be and what the benefits would be and be able to do it. But we haven't had a single customer do that yet, so it's not a priority for me to spend resources going and developing a net metering program for nobody. But I'd like to have one on the books, though. So.
Sure. And I appreciate that. I don't know if strengthen's the right word either, but I'm looking at, and I think if we look at the, Malia, if you could pull up that thing and go back to the, pull it up. And I think it will come more clear if you guys read the narrative. But you know, either it's a bolster, there's going to be need some changes for our net metering. Our net metering law is, I think, it hasn't been updated for some time, and there's been a lot of changes.
Well, then use the word update.
That's fine too. I do think we need to strengthen it though. Update could mean not, but I'm just saying, I think it needs to be bolstered. It needs to be strengthened. I don't know what a good synonym word for strengthen is.
We can flag that later and move on, so we can at least get there with you. And as soon as I see, if we get this list emailed to us, I'll review it for the next meeting.
Yeah, I apologize. I thought this was already going to be put up on the task force, and Malia and Michael Baker said that they were in the process of updating this, so it wasn't updated since our meeting, but it's in the process.
Yeah, but I'd like to see this version. I don't want them to post the changes to the website until we got a chance to see it, so I'd like to have this work, which reflects
fair.
Tuesday's actions, so that we can review it.
Fair. Fair comment. I want you guys completely in synchronization. I have to have that data and the information in order to look at it.
Yeah, Malia, if you just email that attachment to me, I'll take a look at it before the next meeting.
Yeah, I can certainly do that.
I think we should, because of the time constraints, that we need to have pencils down date coming up. You need to input changes and information prior to the next meeting if we can, just to move things along. So if there's some suggestions, Clay and Robert, let's try to, you know, now it's on the public record of what's out there. We can try to move it along so we're staying on track with where Clay and Curtis and the Lieutenant Governor want to, you know, keep the tracking going, just for time management and moving the energy plan forward recommendations. So, Malia, if you want to go back, I noticed that string's off. Did you want to cover any other items there, Robert, other than your generic comment? You'd like to take a more detailed look at those?
Oh, man. I don't know, if we got time, we'd be happy to walk through those. I think the next one was 22. So maybe, I don't know, there's only a couple of them. We just maybe there's 15, so. What was the intent of the change on 15?
Federal legislation, target federal funding and implement, not as identify, as, target.
I'm fine with that as long as the two are linked. So whatever we build needs to lead to lower costs, so I'm good there. Clay?
Yeah.
So 16, we're going to from identifying opportunities to executions. Makes me nervous to replace two lines with eight lines.
I just had the same thought.
it's a mouthful, and I don't know if that's the exact. Yeah, there's a comment there. So here's the situation, and it's a mouthful, but it's more than just identify opportunities to support and streamline. We have to streamline the policies. We have a disparate. And internal, this is internal, but again, what I would like you guys to do is also read where it's green. There's already a narrative. So read the narrative and then maybe even go back to the action item of how best to describe it. Does that make sense? Because a lot of work's already been put into it. But yes, I agree, it's long. It's also been shared with the incentives committee. I put incentive six just. And that's outdated, but it was on their number six.
Well, it was regulatory. You got the regulatory hook for me too. So, but is there anything specific here, or is it just a general?
Well, I think there's recommendations in the narrative. And yeah. where this one's internal, there's another one that's external with the federal. So what can we do better internally with the DNRs, the DOTs, the Department of Law, the ADNRs?
Dr. Robert, maybe you, it's been a while since I've worked on any stateside regulatory paths, but we used to have the Office of Governmental Coordination, and that later became OPUF, the Office Office of Project Management Permitting. Is that OPUMP still stood up?
We've had some staff changes, but I believe the office still stands.
Okay. So that was, that's the kind of the interagency coordination piece. And I mean, the last time we worked with them, it was a really positive, experience.
And we have them listed, as, the partners.
So my question here is that if we're suggesting that we execute identified policy, where is that identified policy? I want to know what we're executing because I want it from my own subcommittee.
Yeah, let me pull up the narrative because I think that drives the train. We're just looking at the action item, and there's already been some fleshing, which I'm hoping you guys definitely read and input on.
Where are we at with the coastal zone management process?
Well, there is no coastal zone management process because that was defunded by the legislature.
Yeah, that was listed a few years ago. So okay.
So the background is the state of Alaska has multiple departments with diverse missions and responsibilities. Developing energy projects in Alaska requires developer coordination with competing agencies with differing priorities and willingness to assist the project developer. This lack of unity of effort can lead to chaos in permitting and executing energy projects and transmission with differing state agencies. There is a need for a navigation coordinator and assistance for Alaska communities and Alaska renewable energy developers to coordinate among the differing state agency requirements. Value proposition. The development of the state policies that produce a coordinated oversight body for developing cost-effective renewable energy and transmission lines on lands lowers the energy cost for Alaskans while supporting and assisting the goals to meet mutual fed-state cooperation, respect, and understanding. How we get there, establish an AEA-sponsored in-state working group, oversight body at the governor's office, AEA state agencies to find common ground, purpose to streamline renewable energy transmission energy projects, interconnection permitting regulations, state of Alaska authorizations. The focus is to promote and develop sustainable energy projects and related transmission lines to accelerate permit processing and get to a yes on renewable energy development to lower the cost and increase energy security for Alaskans. Each state agency and department conducts a critical review to identify permitting and authorization bottlenecks and to develop internal agency courses of action and corrections necessary to fulfill the directive to lower the cost of power to Alaskans. Each state agency assigns a change officer duty and responsibility for executing administrative changes based on permitting review, audit, and course of action analysis. Interdepartment liaison between commissioners and delegated staff to coordinate and accelerate renewable energy projects and transmission development. Identify state laws or regulations that impede or block renewable energy and transmission development and make recommendations to change statutes and regulations for the governor and legislative leadership to accelerate energy development, transmission interconnection to lower cost of energy for Alaskans and Alaskan industry. Create directional versus aspirational intentions to deliver results for Alaska citizens during desiring the lowest long-term and sustainable energy costs. Anyways, it says, and then the action would have a blend of immediate to short-term tasks for implementation, expected results. State of Alaska with careful and planned execution can advance and promote Alaska renewable energy development, cooperation, support, and a unity of effort between state agencies to support and accelerate the growth of Alaska's renewable energies for the maximum benefit of Alaskans, reducing energy costs, providing energy security Alaskans are entitled to from their state government leadership. So, but this is basically, you know, it's basically saying we're going to look at our internal agencies and see where we can do to streamline it. I mean, there's always room for improvement, and that's what this really is
What I heard, I thought was a classic definition of "oh, bump it a few more state employees." What did I miss?
I don't know the status of OPUMP and how well it's working, and I don't know how much coordination is going between the agencies when projects are being developed. So I will listen to your input.
No, just saying. I mean, I know that's what the intent was. So, I mean, we just need to examine. I think. Rather than recreate the wheel.
I don't want to recreate anything. If there's already stood up, and I'm not looking for more employees, but I do think that there needs to be, and Clay, I want to hear from you, is that I think there needs to be some, and I'm certainly not asking for coastal zone management. That's not what we're just trying to say. If there's a blockage of a project that you're working on at Southeast Conference and DNR's on board and DEC's on board, but we got an issue with fish and game. How do we coordinate that?
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't disagree with that's a very general narrative, but I almost feel like we know what some of the specifics are. I mean, the Tongass roadless rule, siting and the hydro licensing process, especially on federal lands. We know there's some specific things that are challenges and barriers. And a lot of work's been done over the last 25 years to try to, at least in my field of vision, and there have been incremental improvements. If I look at the federal, this seems like it's mostly around, legislation and policy, but a lot of it's around permitting and licensing, which is where a lot of the barriers to, building out transmission, distribution, renewable energy projects, and some of the efforts to, for example, to put timelines on all the permitting. You're hitting the core of the problem. You have 10 or 12 different agencies that each have their own priority and their individual sets of rules and regulations and everything, and trying to navigate those in an efficient and productive way it actually kills the feasibility of smaller projects. So I almost feel like we could bullet point some specifics here.
I agree.
There's things we're already working on.
And I agree. I agree. I don't mean to interrupt, but I think you're on target. What we had was some things before where it said identify and support streamlined state and federal, and this one's more internal, and then there's another policy that's more external. So there's things we can do internally better. And I'll just put you an example. I know a hydropower project that has been in DNR trying to get land for 16 years. It's completely unacceptable.
I'd like you to offline shoot me that, because I'd like to see that, because I've never seen the state process, and that's cause for concern. But
And I think we have an opportunity with this governor to correct those deficiencies.
Yeah. Well, I think I almost like the initial language of just a simple statement, but then back it with some real teeth. Make sure we have an active and functional OPUMP office that is well staffed and performing, because they do great things. They hold those agencies to task and make sure that they meet their deadlines, and they hassle them and work with them and work through problems so that the developers don't have to. Make sure that we are addressing some of the known barriers, whether it's roadless rules or licensing processes and so forth. That's kind of where my mind jumps to on this.
Well, what I'd like to do, because we're in this, I'd like to have both you and Robert read that narrative, bulletize it, clean it. That's what this calibration process is all about. So we're not going to get it done in 15 minutes. But what we do have is we have it on paper now, so let's sharpen it.
That
sound like a plan on this one, Robert and Clay?
If you look at the chat box, I just cut and paste the OPUMP mission, which sounds like it's very in line with what you were articulating. So I think that if they need to be encouraged to be more active or need more employees to make it happen, then just take a look at what already exists and articulate our needs so they can get it done.
And you bring out a good thing, and if you could email us, because I won't be able to save this chat, but maybe in OPUMP, one of the action items is in OPUMP to not just large-scale projects, which this only focuses on, but how does Tanaki get its hydropower built? With all the different herding of cats of the ABCs of state government. And so it's also transmission. We can include, it's got transportation, oil and gas, mining, and hydroelectric. I mean, it could be renewable energy projects. It could be transmission added. So I think there's room for, all I'm pointing out is there's room for improvement. And you make a great point. We already have an agency that is already dealing with this. I'm not asking for, you know, millions of dollars of funding to expand their scope and authority, but how do we help move the renewable energy and the lower cost energy forward in our state government?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's homework assignments. Keep moving down. This is great. It's a good discussion. Great points. I think we're getting something here that could be very useful.
What's the next change?
Well, the change twos are always highlighted, but I think the next one is the federal streamline. Yeah, that one there. This kind of goes back, I believe, to the federal lands where we're on the Chugach and the our federal lands issue with the Tongass roadless rule. Again, it's a mouthful. But I think this, I think I've encapsulated in the narrative the issues that we've discussed previously with the Chugach and the Tongass land and some of my suggestions of how we overcome that. But, and if you want me to, I can read some of that if you want. I'm trying to make use of time here too.
I'm just trying to envision how we solve something with another working group.
Well, here's the issue we have. We have federal governments that we don't have control over. And you don't solve anything with a one-way communication, so you need to have something with the feds. And if you're not bringing in that forest folks at a high level, that's where I'm thinking. But go ahead, you can.
I would rather leave the original language and then use the change to language as a possible action item to accomplish that. But as far as, you know, these action names, I like to keep them as short as possible.
I agree with you. I like to have task and purpose, though. So and that's just my pet peeve. I like to see an action and then what is the purpose. Streamline renewable energy development on federal lands. And I think neat transmission needs to be on there too. So, but I agree with you. It could be short and succinct.
Could we take a look at who the lead and supporting entities were on that?
Governor's office and AEA.
Yeah, but
the congressional delegation.
Yeah, where are your utilities, or maybe they're. They're a collective trade organization at, if you don't have the utilities, those with certificated responsibilities, I'm not sure how much progress you actually make unless they're on board. So Alaska Power Association probably ought to be on a number of these.
Well, I would love you to put where you think they need to. Again, the narrative is more on a policy of government to government as opposed to utility-centric. It's more a high level, I think, is what I think the narrative is. That doesn't mean it couldn't get into it. Let me pull it up.
State
policy.
Because neither the state or the feds are going to likely be the constructor.
Okay, so here's a couple things that probably, you know, utilities could be involved or not. But if you look at this, establish in Alaska federal to develop, collaborate, execute state federal policy that supports state energy goals and rights to advance renewable energy development and transmission lines on federal lands to lower the energy costs for Alaskans. Okay, it's pretty specific. The state of Alaska has the highest disparity of power costs from one community or region to another. I won't go into the whole thing of the background, but the RS-2477's issues are come up. The Section 4407's come up. And so the value proposition is development of state policies and goals to negotiate and execute with federal agencies for developing cost-effective renewable energy and transmission lines on federal lands to lower the cost of power for Alaskans, while assisting federal agencies in meeting their national clean energy goals through mutual state-fed cooperation, respect, and understanding. So again, we're this description item has a detailed narrative to it. And how we get there: established Alaska Federal Renewable Energy Working Group between the Governor's Office, Attorney General, AEA, Alaska Department of Commissioners, U.S. State Forest Service, U.S. Department of Interior, landholding agencies, and U.S. Department of Energy, USDA Rural Utility Service officials that promote renewable energy development in Alaska to find common ground to develop renewable energy projects and related transmission lines to collaboratively and successfully open up Alaska federal lands for Alaska renewable energy development and transmission execution. Utilize the creation of the Alaska Federal Renewable Energy Working Group to develop, draft, execute, mutually approved agreements with authority of the governor and the executive orders of the President of the United States to initiate binding congressional legislation and Alaska legislation as needed for asserting the state of Alaska consultative and input rights on the development of federal lands for the purpose of renewable energy development and transmission siting authorities. This collaboration aims to ensure consultative rights in renewable energy projects on federal lands and to shape necessary legislation. Seek, negotiate, and obtain through agreement or through initiated federal legislation state primacy on existing and potentially new renewable power site classification sites found on federal lands in Alaska, identified and established in the Bureau of Land Management public land orders, and aim for greater access to these PSCs for development. Seek, negotiate, and obtain through agreement or through initiated federal legislation a renewable energy land use designation and a transmission line land use designation that overlay and have priority over all other federal land use designations in the Tongass and the Chugach Forest land use management plans. Negotiate with federal agencies and obtain state primacy over RS-2477 rights away, a component of actions to accomplish through an Alaska Federal Renewable Energy Working Group is to gain state primacy and control over all Alaska RS-2477 rights away located on or near federal lands to facilitate access to and from renewable energy resources for development. Seek to have state primacy on all RS-2477 trails and roadways in Alaska located on federal lands to facilitate across to and from renewable energy sites for development. Enlist support from the Alaska Congressional Delegation to introduce legislation to have Alaska and other affected states gain primacy over RS-2477 rights away located in their respective states. A component of actions to accomplish through an Alaska Federal Renewable Energy Working Group is to gain state authority over Section 4407 easements in Southeast Alaska or near federal lands to facilitate access to and from renewable energy sources for development. These easements were created pursuant to a land exchange ratified in Congress in Section 4407 of a 2005 Federal Transportation Funding Bill, which we know is Don Young's Safety Lou Bill. This action item has a blend of immediate and short-term tasks for implementation. The state of Alaska, with careful and planned execution, can advance and promote Alaska's renewable energy development and cooperation and support from the federal government to achieve national purposes while reducing the energy cost of Alaskans. The expected results will lower Alaska's energy costs and reduce the dependency on imported fuels using local land and energy resources. So what we have here is a more of a high-level governor to Fed negotiation working group. It's not utilities. It's not the specific communities. This is high level Fed to state working group to fix the issues that were identified in there. At least that's how I drafted it.
There's a hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading. I wasn't. Go ahead. Whose hand is up?
It's my hand up.
Okay, Molly.
I didn't want to cut you off, but I just wanted to say we're pretty close to 12 o'clock. I don't have a hard stop at 12, so I'm happy to stay on afterwards, but just heads up there. There were a couple of things that I was hoping we could touch on before the end of the meeting, just in terms of, like, pencils down dates and making sure we're all on the same page about what's going on.
Let me just interject something just in response to wrap up that one item we're talking about. So the federal energy regulator, this is a discussion we've had at the federal level on the Electricity Advisory Committee. The whole reason the FERC was congressionally mandated or formed under the Department of Energy was to be the one ring that rules them all in energy developments, whether it's power plants, transmission lines, across interstate lines, and their whole mandate was to reduce the cost of energy. And they have the regulatory authority over federal lands, right-of-ways. They are supposed to be, and in the past have been the arbiter of energy development. So, and they were specifically formed to consolidate energy development and transmission and all under one regulatory roof. And that has diverged. Their role has degraded, but what you're describing in your narrative, if you had an OPUB at the state level that all the state agencies are coordinated by and answerable to and held accountable to, and you have FERC doing its federal role, really it should just be a coordination between those two organizations. One coordinates everything at the state level, one coordinates everything at the federal level, but that's part of the problem of what has gotten out of hand. You have all these federal agencies are back to kind of asserting primacy over energy, and that's really not the way it was congressionally structured to work. So, I mean, if I was going to make one recommendation, it's follow the steps, follow the federal regulations, and FERC needs to be empowered and held accountable to doing what they're supposed to do, which is facilitate energy projects and for low-cost and reliable energy to the citizens.
Well, I would just say that needs further debate because I don't know if the state or if we're making a recommendation for FERC primacy over interconnection and siting of projects. But I also would say, like, Tenneke isn't going to deal with FERC. They're going to probably have a non-FERC jurisdictional hydropower plant. But if they were to ever run a transmission line to Hoonah, it would be snagged and quagmired into 20 years worth of lawsuits to try to go through the Tongass, which a little community like Tenneke couldn't afford. My point is that I agree with you in a perfect world. I'm just trying to put in the narrative some of the issues that have come out, Clay, and I would really like your and Robert's input on that to calibrate it, recalibrate it, and make it so that we're making a suggestion to the task force instead of an aspirational or directional with some concrete recommendations on how to fix it.
Well, that is my concrete recommendation. I mean, I would rather have Tenneke arm wrestle with FERC than arm wrestle with the U.S. Coast Guard, the Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Forest Service, the EPA, the DEC. I mean, that's part of the problem. You've got one developer trying to satisfy 12 federal agencies or six or three or five, all with sometimes competing priorities and even regulations. So. Anyway, we can move on and talk about pencil down and stuff. I just want to point out,
I've shared this with the Commissioner of Transportation, and he really feels that we're on the right track with the 4407s and the 24777s. Those are continued litigation and continued things, and if we're going to structure – you know, transmission line development and others, we need to have, like what you say, what is legislatively already out there and enforced. I don't know if FERC enforces RS-2477s or 4407s, but I just throw that out for consideration. Mm-hmm. All right, pencils down or discussion. I can continue to go on today. I've, as you can tell in these narratives, I've put in hours and hours of work. I've put out the baseline. I'm not saying this is the way it is, but I need input and the suggestions and the action item language or the name of the title. I don't care. It's more on the content and the directional suggestion of how we attempt to move our state forward on lower cost energy is where I'm focused on. So there's no ownership here, but we do have action items, and I would just go to Malia, if we could just carry over a little bit of time, let's go to the one action item that Clay suggested, which was the co-locate data servers. I think we had a change on that one, didn't we? Or we added that?
I believe during the meeting on Tuesday, we added Utilities maybe as one of the lead organizations was the change there.
Yeah, so we were trying to advance that one, Clay, that you had started was, you know, also to, like, not only use the water facilities, you know, the cold water coming from hydropower to cool down data servers, but also to potentially co-locate, you know, where there's excess hydropower or whatever to hydropower communities, you know, to utilize the water resources.
So, yeah, and I don't have a real strong sense of ownership over that. To me, that might be a good sub-bullet or something over a more overarching thing, which is get the highest and best use out of, you know, our energy investments to share the costs and the benefits. It is a good opportunity along with air source heat pumps and other, what's the word I'm looking for, desirable loads.
So if I could ask, If I could ask, because I'm moving toward pencils down, and how do we get? It's kind of like the roller coaster aspect. We've been climbing up on the roller coaster. Now it goes down fast, and we have deadlines to meet. We have integration of our suggestions going to other committees that are reviewing these. We're going to be getting public input. So could I ask that the action sheets that we have done, if I could get Co-chair and Clay, as you can, to put the bullet points in and read those over. We can calibrate, put them in red line, put your initials at the end of them so we can update it with the date. We'll share them. Let's move her forward. That's what I would like to suggest.
Yeah, and I mean, it kind of has to, if we're talking about next 2 week timeline, I kind of need to have it done by Monday, but, so we'll get a copy of this and then a copy of the narratives.
The narrative's already posted, but yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I can review those and make comments, you bet.
Yeah, I can send out a copy of this spreadsheet right after we hop offline here. And like Jeff said, those narratives are all posted on the SharePoint draft task executive summary write-ups. But always, if you're having trouble finding something, please feel free to reach out, and we'll get you pointed in the right way there.
Is it easy for you to put that link into the email that you send with the attachment?
Yeah, I can put a link in there.
Thank you.
Let me write that down for myself. Someone else?
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Jeff, for all the lifting you've done here and getting, you know, these narratives drafted and everything. Appreciate it. I do have to run. I've got a 12:15 here. Got to get a crop down for you.
Yeah, but just before you leave, let's talk about this typo on here about a 9-hour meeting next week.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh. I think just got carried over from Tuesday's meeting, I'm sure. So, yeah.
If you scroll up a little bit, I thought the typo was going to be your name spelling wrong.
Well, I've asked Michael Yaffe to change that like 5 times. You know, it's been in there. It's been in a work. It's a work in progress.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey, Clay, thanks for the calibration and comments. Appreciate it. We're bringing it together.
All right. Bye-bye.
So what is our meeting time next week?
I think it's the same time, same station, isn't it?
I say on the calendar, it's, you know, just this recurring meeting series that we have, Fridays 11 to 12. What I will say is that the pencils down date for the draft documents is close of business on Thursday, so that will be the day before your meeting. So the pencils down date is, I can go back to this slide here really quick, just to reiterate, you know, the subcommittees are drafting this content, and then Michael Baker is going to package it in kind of like an easy-to-read PDF format for everyone, and it'll just, we need a couple of days to do that, so that's why the pencils down date is on Thursday, because the draft of this plan will be distributed on Tuesday, October 3rd.
What we make our meeting next Thursday from 11 to 12 instead of Friday?
Well, I'm getting pretty concerned with backwards planning, so I got concerns that we won't have this ready to go Thursday at 11 o'clock if the pencils are down, unless we do some backwards planning, that's the finalization. We won't meet the deadline.
Why can't we do that on Thursday?
Will you, we be able to take all the actions between now and then and calibrate so you, me, and Clay are on the same sheet of music so that we can finalize the document on Thursday?
I don't know.
I mean, I would love to have a meeting on Thursday. I'm not against it. I'm just saying I'm trying to figure out, trying to get the sausage-making process completed for a good out product.
Yeah. I mean, what do we need to do besides review these documents one last time and pencil in any edits before pencils are down at the end of the day?
Well, not all the action items have narratives written. So we may have to cut and leave them on the table,
that's
what?
That's fine. There's no law that says we have to have action. We do what we can do, and if we have recommendations that aren't fully fleshed out, we offer them as a list of things that need to be considered and fleshed out.
Yeah, and Duff, if I may, so the document that's going out on the 3rd is a draft document, so it is intended to have some comment on it, and it's understood that it's a draft. And just to go back to this really quick, is kind of how the document is going to be laid out. So the priority up here, right, is kind of the subcommittee's priority as a whole, which will not be priority 5, as you pointed out. We'll make it a little bit more equal footing there. But the strategy is what we talked about this last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So the Alaska policy, market initiative program, or federal legislation or policy, and then the actions themselves are going here, and then it's more so like a write-up for the strategy as a whole, and those executive summaries, the information in them won't be at all lost. It'll be included as an appendix, but the actual formatted document is fairly high level, so you do have these actions written up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the strategies are there. So I think some of it might also just be streamlining the strategies a little bit and making sure that the actions are in the appropriate strategy bucket.
So where is staff help on this? I mean, we're still bouncing the ball, so to say, on some of the bullets and the review that Robert's doing and Clay's doing, and that, you know, some of the fine tunage and changing the wording around. But as far as bundling, where's the staff at between now and Thursday that we can have resources to assist? So let's say Clay and Robert and I, we do a bunch of red lines over the weekend, and we have a bunch of red lines to this, and we say, okay, we think action item, let's say the ferry system or the battery energy storage system, air source heat pump, that's ready to go. Now it needs to be packaged into this template that you have here? Or are we doing the template for this the strategy and priority actions?
No, we're doing the template, and that's where that pencils down date comes into effect. It just takes a little bit of time to get it all formatted correctly. And then we have, you know, all the subcommittees that we're trying to kind of get in there at the same time. So,
yeah, you're hearing cats, and a lot of cats are coming at the last minute. Or not at the last minute. They all will be at the last minute or half hour after.
We'll be doing all that formatting, and I think just getting the spreadsheet in the best form that it, in the best shape that it can be, is really the most helpful. But also, like I said, streamlining these strategies over here so that we know which action items, you know.
Yeah.
The market initiative program, that's the strategy, and then it'll have action item one, action item 1A, action item, you know, 1B, or whatever, however it's formatted, but if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Robert, take a look at, read the narrative, and then add to the narratives or bullets, and then work on the title. I think that'll be helpful.
Absolutely.
Save the clay.
Yeah. And if you could change that calendar invite and get that publicly posted, just so people have whatever various links to the meeting will see a new meeting link, a new meeting time for next Thursday, that would be great.
Yeah, so we are changing the meeting next Thursday, 11 to 12.
Yeah, that's the 28th, right?
Yeah, and I will say I won't be able to make it, but Michael or hopefully Mark should be able to attend, but I'm in another full-day meeting that day that I am committed to.
Okay. Well, we're gonna reserve to be able to have another meeting between Monday and Thursday. If we'll wait to see what we get back. If you could send out this PowerPoint presentation just so that Clay has also the strategy, how this is going to be set up, you know, that we're going to try to package it in this. I'll send out a separate email to Robert and Clay with you guys included, just saying, hey, read over the narrative. We're agreeing to calibrate, put the action items together, try to get to where we can be the bundling. I think we'll be all right, but I just don't want to have open discussions where we don't have settling on things on Thursday. So I'm just trying to, I want all the input. I'm trying to get the pencils down.
Sure. No, I think you guys are actually in a really kind of good spot compared to everyone. So.
Well, so that's good if we're grading on a curve.
All right. I've got to go, so I look forward to those attachments and the calendar updates.
Yes.
All right. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Hey, Robert, if you're available Saturday, we're doing the electric car roundup down at the subport on 11 to 1. You can bring your electric car and have a burger.
All right. Thanks. All right. Cheers.
Bye.